And finally, this week in the nature of phenology, I got a note from Rich Libby here in the Grand Rapids area, passing along some papers that had been written about the effects of artificial lighting on insect populations. And it was a review of the literature, so many, many, many scientific papers are written about insects and some of the vicissitudes that they suffer. And they searched the literature and isolated these articles that had to do with light pollution and how it affected insects, and the results are not good. So I guess my advice to you would be, if you have a yard light or if you have a light that you leave on outdoors, switch it off when you're not using it. You know, I have an outdoor light to help people get from the door to the car and so forth. And I turn it on when, you know, when we're using it, and I turn it off the rest of the time. And I have a motion sensor on the lights by my garage, so they're on for 5 minutes, and then they're off until somebody moves, and then they come back on again. But there are some solutions that are not too onerous that you can take to help the insect population. And, of course, this time of year, you know, you probably can leave your light on, but in the summertime, it's important that you bring the darkness back for the insects. They are used to it. So send us your phenology notes. You can email them to comments@kaxe.org, or if you want to get in touch with me directly, you can email me at jlatimer@kaxe.org. And don't forget to join our Season Watch page on Facebook.